Good morning. As she said, this is Lisa Cassidy, Ag Communications Manager for U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Thank you for joining today's call. We are here in New York City and getting ready to attend the Tribeca Film Festival premiere of Farmland. With me today are James Mall, the director, Brad Bella, Leighton Cooley, Ryan Veldhuizen, Sutton Morgan, and David Loberg. And with that, I would like to turn the call over to James Mall to talk about the response that the film has garnered so far. James?
The response so far. With every movie, it's a little bit terrifying the first time you see it with a real audience. And you never really know what to expect, and certainly this one was no exception. But I had an opportunity to watch the film with an audience 2 weeks ago at the Atlanta Film Festival, and I was very pleasantly surprised. I shouldn't say that I'm surprised because I like the movie, but it was really nice to see the response of the audience, and we had a Q&A afterward. Everybody stayed for it, and they asked a lot of questions, and they wanted to know more about each one of the farmers. And for me, that's a good sign. That means that I did my job, and I was able to introduce people to farmers in a way that they haven't been introduced to in the past.
Great, and now I'm going to turn a question over to Brad Bella, he's a sixth-generation cattle rancher in Texas. And Brad, can you tell me what has been the experience so far in being a part of this?
So far, I mean, I think we're just in the beginning stages, but so far it's been great. You know, a lot of friends and family are seeing things online on social media about the film. Everyone's real excited to see it. And May 8th, we'll actually have a screening near my hometown, 45 minutes away. That's going to be the closest movie theater. And so, like I say, friends and family are definitely anxious to see it. I've enjoyed getting to meet the other farmers in the film. We've definitely developed a good relationship and had a lot of fun getting to meet each other finally. We have screened the film ourselves a few times before meeting, and of course we felt like we knew everybody, and it's been fun getting to know each other.
I'll now ask Leighton Cooley, who is a poultry producer in Georgia, to talk to us about how you were contacted and what made you decide to be a part of this.
Yeah, basically, we were contacted by Allentown production staff, and they were in search of six young farmers from across the country in six different areas of food production. And basically, young farmers who were moving into leadership roles on their family farm. And, Allentown stumbled across my name somewhere, I think through the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association, and contacted me just to see if it was something that our family would be interested in jumping on the project. And it was certainly a neat and interesting opportunity. We're always interested in any chance to basically tell our story, share what we do on our farm, because we really enjoy it. We love it. It's basically a way of life for us. And any opportunity we get to basically respond to misconceptions or basically clear up truths about what we do and how we raise our animals and take care of them, we like any opportunity to do that. And with Farmland, it was an opportunity to do it, I think, in a way that had never really been done before. You know, we can tell our story, but the opportunity to show our story, to actually allow people to see firsthand each of our farms, to people basically that wouldn't ordinarily have the opportunity to do that, was just a neat project. And it actually, the project grew into so much more than I even envisioned that it could be in the beginning. You know, it actually, after seeing the film and the way that James just captured the farms and the farmers and the personalities in our lives and the way that we interact and do and think and work, was just incredible the way that he captured it to me. And I love the way that the farmland tells the story of American agriculture through our eyes and through our hearts.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask a question of Brian Beldhuizen, who is a pork producer in Minnesota. And Ryan, can you tell us, since going through this experience, would you do this again? Are you excited about being in the film?
Yeah, I consider it an honor to be in this film. And when asked if I'd do it again, absolutely, I'd do it again in a minute. Perhaps a heads up that the call is coming from Allentown would be nice, but I think that might have detracted from the story if we would have had a heads up. But no, I would do it again anytime. I feel this is a very excellent way to tell my story of agriculture without getting in anybody's face and presenting the true story of agriculture as it is.
Now I'll turn my question to Sutton Morgan, who is a commercial produce farmer from California. And Sutton, tell us why it was important for you to tell your story in this film.
Well, I think, as Layton touched on, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about agriculture out there. And a lot of misinformation about where food comes from. And it's been my goal, my mission in my farm and business to utilize the age of what I think is the age of information to reach the consumer, to be as close to the consumer within a supply chain and information chain type of arena, and basically tell a story about where food comes from. And I think there's a growing desire for consumers to know that, and with marketing the way it is, especially in produce, and I'm sure across the board in agriculture, it's easy for that kind of information to get distorted. And I think the way that James presented the story in this film was one of the clearest, best way you can really portray that information and show the individual where food comes from. And that to me is just extremely important.
And lastly, I'll just ask a question and then we can turn it over to questions from the media. But David Loberg, who is a corn and soybean farmer from Nebraska, David, can you tell us, I know telling your story is very important to your family. Can you tell us how you hope this will help tell the story of agriculture?
Well, I think there's kind of just a disconnect between people, and there's this disconnect between people and the people that grow the food. They don't view us as the same as, I mean, all they just view someone stamping out food, and they don't realize that we're just like them. We have families, we have kids, we go home every night, and we have bad days, we have good days, and they actually get to see that there is a living human person behind what they see on the grocery store, and that person cares very much so about what they put on that